This is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, exclusively on the Bun 2.0, KBUN-FM 104.5.
Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors is sponsored by DS Beverages, Paul Bunyan Country's distributor of Anheuser-Busch products, and by Bonded Lock and Key, Paul Bunyan Country's home for Liberty Safes. Well, today on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, we're talking Ducks Unlimited once again, but different faces today because we are talking about the Bemidji State University chapter of Ducks Unlimited. We've got the president, Thor Nelson, and the chapter advisor from the Alumni and Foundation Office at Bemidji State, Eric Sorensen. Thor, Eric, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Happy to be here.
Very Norwegian-sounding show with Thor and Eric.
Yep, absolutely. We're proud. We're very proud of that.
Well, let's talk a little bit, first of all, about the DU chapter. You've got your big event coming up. We're going to spend a good chunk of time talking about that. But what is the difference, I guess, between the BSU chapter and a standard chapter of Ducks Unlimited?
Man, I guess it's just really like on campus. So it's just students that are on the student chapter affiliated with the college. And then we have our advisors, such as Eric, and then we have Blade as well. And they just kind of help us out, keep us in check. They know a little bit more than we do. And we put on we just help out with different events. And then we have our own banquet earlier in the fall. And that is just strictly for students, faculty, and then alumni. So then the students have a little bit better chance on winning prizes and whatnot there. So that's a fun banquet to have. And then we just do different events throughout the year. We go ice fishing. This Thursday, actually today, we're building wood duck houses at Northwest Cabinets, and we're going to go put those out on DU projects later in the year, such as like Upper Rice Lake, and then like probably Popusky too, different like wild rice lakes around the area. We probably got a calling contest coming up here in March, so really looking forward to that, first annual. And yeah, we just do different fun events year-round and try and get people involved in waterfowling and just get in the outdoors.
Eric, how long, do you know, how long the BSU chapter's been around?
Yeah, actually 1989 was when the Bemidji State chapter started, and we're the oldest college chapter in the state, which is something we're very proud of. There were a couple years we had a little bit of a hiatus as a chapter. Things kind of got lost in the shuffle. I was going to mention one of the big things that differentiates a college chapter from just a standard Ducks Unlimited chapter is we sort of have a revolving kind of membership. Because, you know, people graduate each year. We're always recruiting new students to get involved in Ducks Unlimited. So that's a challenge we face, but it's also something we're very proud of because we're always getting new blood involved in Ducks Unlimited. And it just gives great opportunities for students to get involved in leadership positions on the chapter.
I think what's really interesting, if you take the, the movie TV view of college and Harvard and highbrow, that's very different than a college where there are so many thousands of students who come to this college not only to get a higher education degree, but specifically because of the outdoor opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different than what you see on television.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Bemidji State, we cater to a lot of different students, but the outdoors is something that is a big draw, obviously. I mean, we have a game cleaning room on campus. We have safe gun storage for students to bring their guns with to hunt in the fall. It's just a paradise, honestly, for students, and we like to use our Ducks Unlimited chapter as a way to get those students involved in something sort of bigger than themselves and give back to conservation and what they enjoy doing.
Thor, is that what brought you to Bemidji State?
Yeah, for the most part. I grew up down in Nicollet, Minnesota. That's down by Mankato. And it's just pretty much all cornfields and whatnot down there. I did have the privilege of growing up on Swan Lake. That's a 10,000-acre marsh down there. That was a waterfowl paradise. That's pretty much how I got my origins in duck and goose hunting started, was growing up on that. I've pretty much been waterfowling since sixth grade. I had a family friend introduce me to it. And then I really got affiliated with Ducks Unlimited just this year on campus and just been running with it ever since.
How many do we have in the chapter right now?
Approximately about 50 members we got on campus. So, yeah, in the chapter. So from last year, Eric, how many did we have last year on the chapter roughly?
We had about maybe 10 to 15 on the chapter last year. So Thor and Zach, who was here first semester in the fall, Zach and Thor were co-presidents. They did an awesome job this year building excitement around the chapter and really recruiting people to get involved, which just makes it more fun for everybody involved in the chapter. So hats off to those guys.
Okay. Is it very, I know you're, we were talking before we started the interview, mm-hmm. you're a mass communications major yourself.
Yep.
Is it a lot of different majors? Is it mainly the outdoor type programs?
Oh, no. We got all sorts of majors. We got a couple of people that are majoring in like being teachers. We got wildlife biology, of course. You know, that's what most people would think is affiliated with, you know, being part of the Ducks Unlimited chapter. We got a couple undecideds, mass comm. I think there's a couple pre-law in there as well. But, yeah, it's just all sorts of backgrounds from far and wide. Yeah.
And how often do you meet?
We meet pretty much once a week on Thursday nights. Okay. That's usually when we meet. And then if there's some hiccup, we just usually let everybody know. But we try to have weekly meetings on Thursday nights.
And you think about it, 50 people involved in this one, and there's a number of outdoor, you know, there's fishing team. There's a lot of outdoor groups involved in Bemidji State, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we kind of pride ourselves on as the Ducks Unlimited chapter is we try to be as inclusive as possible. You know, a lot of our membership are big duck hunters and goose hunters and waterfowlers in general. But we do have a lot of people that aren't necessarily hunters, but they appreciate the conservation work that Ducks Unlimited does. And that's kind of a breath of fresh air for us because, you know, instead of being so hunting focused, there are some people that bring an outside perspective in who maybe don't hunt, but they understand the mission and appreciate the mission. So we're very inclusive that way. We have lots of, like Thor was saying, lots of different majors and different backgrounds in the chapter, which makes it very fun mm-hmm. to be involved in.
Yeah.
I think that's really important when you talk about just the conservation aspect, because there's a lot of us that maybe don't duck hunt, but we love the fact that we can go out on the river or the lake or just drive down the road and there are ducks everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of living here is seeing ducks, seeing deer go through here, things like that. So that conservation aspect, whether you want to shoot a duck or not, I think is hugely important to the quality of life up here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Another thing to add on that is, like, some of the land, and most of the land even, that Ducks Unlimited, you know, will repurpose and, you know, make natural wetlands. It doesn't just always benefit waterfowl. You know, it's pheasants, deer, all sorts of different non-game species, you know, frogs and toads and all that stuff that's affiliated with it. There's a lot of different, you know, animals that are benefited by us repurposing natural wetlands in, you know, the prairie pothole region. So there's a lot of stuff that's really happy about that.
And what I appreciate with that as well is a large majority of the projects Ducks Unlimited works on through conservation easements or other programs become public land for all of us to enjoy. So here in northern Minnesota, we're pretty spoiled because there's public land everywhere. So what's nice is by getting involved in Ducks Unlimited or any conservation organization that works on this land reclamation, those lands become public lands for all of us to enjoy, which I'm really thankful for.
More of the great outdoors with Kev Jackson next on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, sponsored by DS Beverages and by Bonded Lock and Key. Don't forget to check us out online, kbunsportsradio.com. Click on Paul Bunyan Country to get any of the past shows. You can also subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And check us out on social media. We are on Facebook and Twitter, so follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. My guest today, Thor Nelson, the president of the Bemidji State Ducks Unlimited chapter and the chapter advisor for Eric Sorensen of the Alumni and Foundation Office at Bemidji State. Do you guys happen to know how many collegiate chapters there are in Minnesota and the nation?
I have no idea.
There's a lot, for sure.
I do know that the BSU chapter has been highly rated amongst college chapters for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We've been able to put up similar fundraising numbers to, like, universities such as, like, Ole Miss, Georgia Southern, and then, like, Alabama State. Those are just, like, a few of them that we usually put up the same amount of fundraising dollars as. And those guys' enrollment is around 20,000. I mean, usually larger than the size of Bemidji itself is how many students go to those schools. So it's pretty impressive the amount of support we can get from the community and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Actually, we were at the State Ducks Unlimited Convention down in Willmar a couple weekends ago, and our chapter, the Bemidji State chapter, was awarded a fundraising award. So we got recognition for that. We always rank within probably the top 20-25 chapters in the country, which is a big testament to what we're able to do with such a small enrollment here at Bemidji.
Wow. Well, speaking of those fundraisers, you got a big one coming up, an annual one. It's the Sportsman's Night Out on Leap Day. Pretty easy to remember that one. It only comes once every 4 years. Next Saturday, the 29th, give us the details on what's going on there.
Yeah, so we have two events each year. One is in the fall, which is open to alumni and faculty and staff. But this one coming up in next weekend, actually, is our Sportsman's Night Out, which is open to the general public. So you don't have to have an affiliation with Bemidji State to attend that one. In fact, most people don't have an affinity or affiliation to Bemidji State to attend that one. It's at the Hampton Inn here in Bemidji, obviously. Doors open at 2 p.m. With food starting at 3:30. If you've never been to a Ducks Unlimited banquet, it's a very fun experience. We have lots of games and raffles for hunting merchandise. There's some guns. There's some fishing equipment, all sorts of outdoor equipment. And how it works is we hold these games and raffles, and when you buy a chance at it, that money helps to support conservation through Ducks Unlimited. So by supporting Bemidji State Chapter of Ducks Unlimited, you're helping the entire organization in general, which is pretty neat.
And I hear you guys are reeled in a bunch of prizes, like 15 grand worth or something like that?
Yeah, something about in that amount, yeah. So
plenty of chances to win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I like the fact that you're making it easy for people to not have to choose between the Beavers and the Ducks.
Yeah.
Ducks first, then Beaver hockey that night. That's kind of great. And it's right there at the Hampton, so it's an easy way to get right from there over to the Sanford Center and the hockey game.
Make an evening of it.
Yeah.
You know, visit us at Bemidji State, Ducks Unlimited, the chapter there, or the event. And then, go cheer on the Beavers. We've got a big series coming up this weekend, so it should be good.
That's going to be a fun weekend. All right, so it's 2 o'clock Saturday. The other thing that's cool is you had, and we can't get tickets for that because I know it sold out like 5 minutes after you announced it, but Friday you got a cool event, and one of the celebs from Friday is also going to be part of Saturday's event, too.
Yep, that's correct. It's Ryan Callahan from Meat Eater is going to be attending the banquet on Saturday the 29th. But the previous day, our other event is going to be, we're going to be having a Meat Eater live session. So that is with Steve Rinella and Ryan Callahan. And Steve Rinella is probably the most famous. You know, he's been coined the Meat Eater. He's got the show Meat Eater on Netflix, his own podcast that's been very successful. And he is just a true testament to what a true, you know, outdoorsman and conservationist should strive to be. And he has helped educate a lot of people throughout the United States on how to ethically, you know, harvest game and how to cook it as well. It's probably the most popular thing is how he can, you know, make wild game taste so good. And that's why, he sells his cookbook and whatnot. He's super successful with that. And, we're just looking forward to having him on campus.
And so that's Friday, and that was, again, that was sold out like 10 minutes after you announced it.
Yeah.
There'll also be a presence there on Saturday. To get tickets for Saturday's event, is that strictly online?
Yep. I would say online is the easiest way to get those.
Online's probably the easiest. To purchase tickets, you can just go to www.ducks.org/events, and we'll be listed pretty prominently right there. It'll say Bemidji State University Sportsman's Night Out, and you can just purchase tickets right there. They do have to be purchased beforehand, so we have a food count and we know how many to plan for. But if you're interested in buying tickets, I'd get them soon because we have a sellout event every year. So you don't want to miss out on the fun of that.
$35, and that gets you what?
That gets you a membership to Ducks Unlimited. Mm-hmm. So with that, you'll get your Ducks Unlimited magazine 2 or 3 times a year, I want to say, which is just full of great pictures, great hunting tips, just really great content about conservation. You get that. You also get a meal, which is catered through the Green Mill, so we always have excellent food there. And then you just kind of get an opportunity to see what the college chapter does with such a committed group of volunteers. It's kind of a spectacle to see just how committed some of these students are to the mission.
Okay. And the raffle prizes and stuff, you buy the additional tickets for that at the event itself, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
Okay. What's the biggie? What's the big prize of the day?
Oh, man. Probably the gun of the year, I'd say, our 2020 shotgun of the year. So that is a Beretta A400 Extreme Plus 12-gauge semi-auto. And tickets that are going to be sold for that is 1 for $10, 3 for $20, and then 9 for $50. And that is a absolutely beautifully engraved shotgun that's got different waterfowl engraved on it in gold. And then it's got wood stock as well. And, it's just a really, really cool piece of art.
So what's the second prize, though?
Second prize?
What's... if you don't win the shotgun, what's the prize you most want? The motorized decoy.
Oh, yeah, Sir Coot. So I don't know if anybody's, if they know what the company Mojo is, but they make motion duck decoys where the wings move. I'm not sure if you've seen those before.
I'm not.
Okay, well, a coot is, I don't know if there's any waterfowlers listening, you sure know what a coot is, but it is a different breed of waterfowl. Is it a grebe? Is it in the grebe category? No, it's just a coot.
Just a coot.
But they're these black with white bill, red eye, funky looking things, and we have Sir Coot, who is appropriately dressed up in a tuxedo with a top hat and a monocle on, and acts as a fully functioning mojo for you to put out in your spread. And I think you'd probably shoot more ducks than you could ever imagine if you get that. So, yeah,
a couple of nice prizes.
Oh yeah.
For sure. We're hoping for the Sir Coot because we need all the help we can get to get the ducks we shoot at. So.
So, Thor, we talked to you a little bit about where you're from and how you got here, and you know, the outdoors obviously drew you here. You're going to be a MassCom major, maybe outdoor media with some of the stuff we were talking about. So it seems like a real natural fit for you. Eric, obviously you're an outdoor guy too. Is that what drew you to Bemidji State as a student?
Yeah, absolutely. So I came to BSU in 2012, and I'm from around the Mankato area, a little closer to Rochester, actually. So I'm kind of from the same background as Thor is. I remember touring Bemidji State the summer of my senior year of high school, and it was just the most picture-perfect summer day in Bemidji that you can imagine. And we walked around the lake, and I maybe took 15 steps, and I said, this is where I need to be. It's just so gorgeous here. But yeah, I came up and had a lot of great hunting and fishing adventures as a student. Met my wife here. We've kind of settled down a little bit, and now there's no place I'd rather be than Bemidji. And a lot of that is testament to getting involved in the Bemidji State chapter as a student, and then, you know, finding the right fit for myself here in town. So, yeah, that's kind of my story. Hunting and fishing sucked me in and hasn't let go yet.
Yeah. And it's pretty funny that you mentioned that about your tour, because I remember my first tour at Bemidji State was the summer going into my senior year as well, and it was that picture-perfect sunny and 75 day in Bemidji. And my tour guide actually was telling me about how his freshman year he took the duck hunting schedule, and he had no classes until after 1 p.m. every day, so then he could wake up and duck hunt every day. And I said, all right, well, this is where I'm going to go, and I did just that. And actually, ironically, I'm a tour guide now as well, so that's what I sell kids on too.
See, now that is the difference between the outdoor student and a normal student. Normal student doesn't want anything about getting up early at all. They want afternoon classes only because they're sleeping in.
Oh, exactly. No, for guys like Thor, they're going to be up at 3 a.m. every day to get to their spot. So
that's awesome. I think, Eric, the other interesting thing about Bemidji State is how well it is received and the kudos it is getting for its outdoor programs, the aquatic biology program and the now the wildlife biology program as well. I mean, it is really the outdoors person's paradise.
It really is. And I think it's lots of different reasons for that. But number one is just the Lake Bemidji right there in our backyard. I don't think there's any schools or very many schools where you just have such ready access to that practical field work that you can get by being in the North Woods where we're at. And we also have, you know, excellent professors and very dedicated students that take those programs very seriously and use them as a springboard to further their career. So it's just a testament to what Bemidji State's built itself as in those areas.
Well, and if you are a professor and you care enough about that to get a doctorate in that, where else would you want to be? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, where else would you want to teach?
Nowhere but here, for me at least.
Yeah. Anything else we need to know before we wrap it up today?
Thor, do you have anything that you want to talk about?
No, I just hope you guys listen to this. Go to ducks.org and buy those tickets, and then come join us, meet Ryan Callahan, and have a great meal, win some stuff, and, yeah, meet some great people.
Yeah, and if anyone is interested in learning more about the chapter, we are on social media. You can just search Bemidji State Ducks Unlimited on Facebook and Instagram as well. There we keep everyone up to date with the events we have going on and post a lot of cool pictures that we take in the field and just kind of around campus. So if you're interested, you can find us on those platforms.
All right, one more time. It's Saturday, February 29th, 2 p.m., Hampton Inn, BSU Sportsman's Night Out. That's the name of it, even though it's an afternoon this particular year. Tickets are $35. Get them online, ducks.org/events. All right. Eric Sorensen is the chapter advisor. Thor Nelson is the chapter president of the BSU chapter of Ducks Unlimited. Guys, thanks for stopping in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kev. Really appreciate you taking the time with us.
This has been Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors. Hear it exclusively on KBUN-FM 104.5, Thursdays at 1240 and Saturday mornings at 8:00.